You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Let's go out to the River Islands guest line because it is indeed time to welcome in Steve Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, going to be great. Hey, Coach, what's going on? How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good. Hey, can you remember back when you were a kid, and when did sports and the outcome of the games start really getting to you, almost on an emotional level?
Very early on. My dad would take my brother and me to UCLA games, and he was a professor there. So we'd go to the Coliseum way back when UCLA played at the Coliseum. And then Pauley Pavilion, which was kind of where I fell in love with basketball. And I remember at an early age crying because UCLA had lost some big games. So it was right away for me.
And they didn't lose very many games back then, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Interesting. Yeah, because we're kind of looking at the 49ers situation right now and how we kind of grew up at a time where, like, the Niners won every other year. And now anybody who hasn't turned 40, like this playoff run, probably feels a little bit more stressful. There's this whole generation of Niner fans who've never seen them win a Super Bowl before.
Well, similar to the Warriors, right? I mean, the Warriors won in 75, and then the next one was 2015. Yep. So 40 years. I mean, it's that's why you just have to feel so lucky when you get to be a fan of a team that has a great run. It's just so hard to sustain success at any level in any sport. And so you hit a sweet spot like we have, this last decade, like the Niners did in the 80s and 90s. I mean, it's a pretty amazing thing to be able to cheer for a team like that year after year. But I'm all in on the Niners. I'm so excited about what's happening with them and just the season they've had. It's incredible with all the injuries to be where they are. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Hopefully it can continue. And I talked about, being 12, and that's when sports really starts. And as a Warrior fan, there were no tears of joy. There were just tears in 1980 when we drafted Joe Barry Carroll instead of Kevin McHale, Steve.
lots of tears, I'm sure. I was lucky. I growing up in L.A., as a fan of UCLA and the Dodgers and the Lakers and the Rams until they left. Once they left, I was out, and I didn't go back. You know, it's funny. It's like a team leaves and it just feels like they're abandoning you. And even when they came back, it was like, nope, too late. So
what did you do as your football fan? I mean, you switched to the Niners right away, or did you have a little flirtation with the Raiders?
No, I never really cared about the Raiders. I sort of, You know, I just didn't have a team in the NFL for the longest time. You know, moving up here, it's easy to just get attached to, you know, to the Niners and the energy in the city. And then, you know, having gotten to know John Lynch pretty well and Kyle, it's, you know, I pull for them because I know them, but it's also just awesome when, you know, when the local team is doing well, you feel it in the whole city. It's really exciting.
Steve Kerr with us, as he is every week here on Withered and Tibbs 95.7 The Game, and we hope that all of you are he's on YouTube with us as well, not just on the radio. And Steve, you're wearing a hat tonight, which I can only imagine is because you're exhausted by that 8 p.m. start last night. Like, just too late into the evening, right?
Well, I went to the range today. That's why I'm wearing the hat.
Nice. How'd it go?
Yeah, but I striped it. I striped it. My game just doesn't translate from the range to the first tee. But but no, those late games are brutal. Brutal. It's amazing just moving it back an hour. What it does, you know, you just it just feels like you're waiting around all day, and then by the time the game's done, you wind down, you get to bed. It's late, and so yeah, nobody likes the 8 p.m. starts.
Probably made better by the fact that you guys came out and played well. Same starting lineup, which seems to be clicking in. And this DeAnthony Melton kid, it looks like he might be getting healthy, Steve.
He's really good, isn't he? Just seems to move differently than the other guys on the floor. He's just so athletic, so quick laterally. Some of the drives he's making to the rim and, you know, switching hands, scoring with his left hand over big guys, big shot blockers at the rim. It's really fun to see. He's giving us a dynamic that we've otherwise missed this year.
Steve, I'd love to hear you expand a little bit on a comment that I think a lot of people heard you talk about earlier this week in sticking with the starting lineup that you've had for a little while. And I think, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but you said something along the lines of, it allows the game to unfold the way that we want it to. I'd love to hear more in terms of what you mean by that. How is it unfolding in your favor after that?
Well, you get to get Draymond, you know, the first 6 minutes of the game, not having to guard a behemoth center on the other team. So that's helpful. And Quentin Post is playing well. His defense has improved dramatically. You know, he's a good outside shooter. So we like that. And we like having Moses on the other team's best, you know, perimeter player. So it gives Moses and QP you know, a good solid role, starts Draymond off the way we want him, playing the four, and then allows us to get into our rotation. And, you know, it's a little tricky. Al can only play 20 minutes, really. Melton is at 24 coming off the injury. So those guys, it makes perfect sense to, given those minutes, to bring them off the bench. And then I think we've got guys who have always been really good off the bench in Guy and Gary Payton. And so you start the way you do, you bring guys off the bench who impact the game right away or who are on minutes restrictions. And it just seems to work pretty well.
I think we all get the Al Horford thing. Do you envision later in the year that Melton will be able to go more than those 24 minutes?
Yeah, for sure. And assuming he can, you know, get up to 30 minutes, I could definitely see him playing, you know, a full 30 minutes during any game. I mean, that's how impactful he is. He's a two-way player. He's another ball handler, playmaker to put next to Steph. He guards multiple positions. So, Melt is he's going to make a huge impact for us for sure.
And you mentioned Guy, and it feels like it hasn't been a meteoric emergence into the heavy rotational minutes, but it seems like every time you play him, he just gets better and better. What are you seeing from Guy that's given him confidence and you guys confidence to play him more?
Well, I'm seeing the same thing I saw last year at the end of the year when after we got Jimmy and we played Guy about 15 minutes a game. And at the end of the season, he was our highest plus minus guy. He plays so hard and he goes after every offensive rebound. He's in the passing lanes. He's just got a knack for being around the ball, good passer, good shooter. So really a perfect role player and a high energy guy. It's kind of, you know, when you put him out there for 15 minutes, you know exactly what you're going to get. He changes the game with his energy, similar to Gary Payton. So we're in a decent place right now where we're playing a lot of people, but you know, a lot of guys are playing well and embracing their roles, and we're finding some consistency.
Steve, I think it's such a natural time. I'm sure you heard all the questions last night, being at the halfway mark of your schedule, for people to kind of do a State of the Union thing with you. And I know that you've said you feel like you're in a pretty good spot, and Draymond said you're in a pretty good spot. And then everyone got to Jimmy, and he's like, we're mediocre. what's your reaction to that word from Jimmy?
I just laugh. I mean, Jimmy's he's an interesting guy. He's brilliant. He reminds me of Andre Iguodala. You know, he doesn't suffer fools. He understands the league. He understands, he's been around for a long time. So he knows, like, we're doing fine, but we can do better. And I didn't mind him saying we're mediocre, because 22-19 is not where we expected to be and hope to be. But you know, I just feel like we're pretty close, and we just have to keep going. You guys know this. We've lost four or five games. We probably should have won. But you got to win those games. And so second half of the season, we got to be much better, you know, closing games out.
I thought it was funny last night where the game was clearly in hand and Jimmy Butler didn't really want to play anymore. So he just committed a foul and looked over you like, come on, Steve, you know what I want.
Sub me out.
Yeah, sub me out. Yeah. And he goes beeline to the bench. Out. And that was about it. Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. Kind of nice to have a bit of a laugher as you get set for, you know, the New York Knicks. And just in general, what have you made of this homestand? Feels like you've won the ones for the most part you needed to, and you know, you haven't been able to pull off the upset.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing well. I mean, the Atlanta came in and just played a great game, but I like the process, and that's what we always focus on as a staff, is the process good? We've been able to settle into rotations. We haven't had any back-to-backs, which means that both Melton and Al Horford are able to play, have been able to play every game. It allows you to settle in, not have to get on a plane, come in, watch tape. Everything just feels very comfortable, and we've earned this. You know, the first part of the season was murderous, and it's just it's great to settle in and kind of find ourselves a little bit and settle into a good groove.
The idea of a laugher last night and a comfortable one, and Steve, I'm going to annoy you here with this question. I'm willing to do it, though, because it's so noticeable that when the bench gets emptied, there's still one guy that doesn't come off the bench. So even in what they call garbage time, why does Jonathan not go in at that point?
I'm just going to say it's a difficult situation. I think you guys know it. Everybody knows it. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's a difficult situation.
And it's probably one that won't get rectified to the extent that he will play more or he'll be a part of garbage time. It's kind of, I guess, for you, a little bit of a wait and see pattern.
It's just wait and see. We have to control what we can control. Try to keep moving the ship forward. And as I said, this is not an easy situation. It's not an easy one to talk about, frankly. I try to protect everybody and organizationally. And nobody's winning right now with this situation. And it's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I think that's all very well received. Last thing on it, Steve, promise. But like, is there conversation still going on a daily basis? Does he want to go back into the game?
As I said.
Oh. I think his connection just went out.
Oh. Steve, did we lose you?
Which was probably a higher power, I think. I was, that was the world being like, all right, guys,
We gave you one. Yeah. We gave you two.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Let's, yeah.
Steve, four would have been unnecessary.
Steve just pulled the plug on himself.
Steve, did we lose you?
I'm sorry.
We did. We actually did. All right. So we'll
it is an uncomfortable situation.
No doubt. And I mean, yeah. And so I just like, yeah. They want as much clarity as you can get on that, because that's, it's like when you the Warriors have not had a lot of opportunities like that. And then everybody goes in and still not. So we thought we'd ask, but yeah, onward.
No, he's coming back. I've just been told.
Yeah. Are we back on video too or no? We're not back. Nope. Hang on.
It's okay. Yeah. Stand by.
No, he's in his, he's gone into his back smash room. And he is exploding things in frustration because of our line of questioning.
But just, I mean, while we await for the return of Steve Kerr, you and I live tomorrow from Thrive City.
From the game.
We'll be out there right near Senior Cicigs. So if you're going to the game, coming out and see your boys, Willie and Dibby. Nick Friedell expected to make an in-person appearance.
Absolutely.
Bring a jacket, bring a scarf, wear two pair of socks, and come on out and see us.
Yeah.
We'll be out there a couple of shivering afternoons.
And then bring a good attitude as well. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Also, by the way, an opportunity. I know the Warriors are to a degree involved in this, and so it's an opportunity to let everybody know about the new Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame class. The induction class has just been announced. It's Jack Clark, Brandon Crawford,
yep,
Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and Jesse Sapolu. And so that was just announced. It's going to be on, it's not till May, the actual ceremony, Thursday, May 14th, and everybody can purchase tickets to that if they'd like to be there in person at, I'll spell it out, BASHOF.org, stands for Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. So BASHOF.org if you would like tickets to that induction ceremony on May 14th.
And I think you would and you should. And just one note about Jack Clark, who you named off the top, that's the Cal rugby coach. And if Steve Kerr wants to catch Jack Clark in titles, as far as Jack winning the Natty, Steve winning Larry O'Brien's, Steve would have to coach until he was 85. Steve got 4 with the Warriors. Jack Clark has 27.
Okay.
27 Natties at Cal, winning percentage of 880. So good on you, Jack. Good guy. Great mustache.
Wait, how many total?
27.
27. So Steve just needs 23 more?
Right.
Okay, Steve, you've called it a fading dynasty. 23 more titles. You got it in you?
Yeah, I didn't say how long it would take us to fade.
That's a good point.
We were, you know, yeah. So 23 more, you got it.
23 in a row, I think that puts you at about 84 or 85. I like your chances.
Yeah, I think we can get there.
Steve
That's
Kerr.
That's a can-do attitude right there.
Steve Kerr back with us on Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. I wanted to throw this at you, Steve, based on you finally arrived at this stretch of home games. You mentioned the no back-to-backs. Are you feeling that the team is kind of getting what it needs to brace itself for when you do go back out on the road and you do have something that might be a little bit more grueling down the stretch?
Yeah, I do. I think the biggest thing, honestly, is D'Anthony and Al, you know, finally being healthy and in rhythm together at the same time and playing them game after game. That's why the no back-to-backs has helped. So, you know, we gain 2 playoff-tested two-way players to add to the rotation. It just feels like we're deeper and more capable to withstand anything. And obviously, as soon as the back-to-backs come, we're going to have to deal with, you know, missing one or the other. And but I think we're capable where we are right now of, you know, finding the momentum and closing out some of these close games that we've lost the first half of the season and getting on a run.
Yeah, up next, Monday and Tuesday, homestand ending back-to-back with Miami and Toronto. A lot of chatter about Draymond in December and a horrendous plus-minus. What have you made of how he's, and I don't want to say turned it around like he was having a bad year, but his last 2 weeks, what have you made of Draymond Green?
He's been great. I mean, you know, he's settled in. He's been you know, last night he had a tough night turnover wise, but over the previous couple of weeks, he's had an incredible assist to turnover ratio. His defense is still elite. It's incredible watching his brain operate during a game and seeing him blow up so many different actions from one play to the next. So, you know, he's still an elite defender. And the biggest thing for him, as he and I have talked about many times, is, you know, can he just, you know, make simple decisions, because he's a really good playmaker and he knows Steph so well and he gets Steph so many shots. So as long as he's just hitting singles and making simple decisions, he makes a huge impact on our game.
Steve, do you feel that this don't talk about the turnovers thing is working? It feels like that maybe as the group turned a little bit of a corner.
I think so. I mean, you know, if you just look at the in aggregate the last five or six games, numbers have really improved, and no surprise, as those numbers have improved, our offensive rating has gone up. We're winning more games.
104 total threes attempted last night. 21 threes, or 21 different players made a three, which is an NBA record. When you watch this night after night, Steve, and the whole cliche about, oh, it's a make or miss league, do you enjoy where the league is right now with pretty much it's a three or a dunk all the time?
I think the league's in a good place, honestly. I think the offenses around the league have gotten more creative the last couple of years. I thought there was a point a few years ago where it just felt like everybody was running high screen and roll and shooting a million threes, but there's more creativity now that's happening. There's more ball movement. I think what teams are trying to do is put five playmakers on the floor at one time, which is really fun to watch. So even though there are tons of threes taken, I think it's a more interesting game now than it was a few years ago.
I mean, Steve, you're talking about style of play. Can I bring up something else that it caught my attention last night. Did you ever think you'd
sure.
see a 9 seed with a losing record going up against the Warriors, a flagship franchise, load manage the game? Like, I don't know. And they're such a young team. That just caught my attention last night, that the Blazers are load managing against you guys.
I don't know. Is that true? Denny Avila, who's been their best player all year, an all-star, I think, he injured his back the
yes.
previous game. So I didn't know that there was any load management going. And Jeremy Grant's been out too, and obviously those were the two main guys. So I didn't think it was a load management game. I thought it was injury related.
Yeah, they listed a couple of the other guys as injury management. I get what you're saying, but it was just, it struck me a little bit. You usually don't see rosters kind of look like that from the younger teams that are
right.
you know, trying to crack the big boys.
Yeah, I mean, I, it's two hugely important players for them, Avila and Grant, and those were the main guys who were out. And Portland, you know, they've beaten us three straight times before last night. They've put together a really athletic team that can guard, defend. They had Drew Holiday back last night with a minutes restriction, but no, that's a good team. I didn't think there was anything going on in terms of load management. I thought it was just legitimate injuries, and that they it was just one of those games.
As you look ahead, and I think it's 15 games or 14 games until you get to the All-Star break and maybe get a chance to catch your breath, do you guys look ahead that far and start to maybe plot times where you can give some guys a little bit of a breather?
We literally take it week by week, because it all depends on how guys are doing, and you know, there are, you can sometimes, you know, try to plot it out, but there are circumstances every week that sort of dictate, you know, what's happening, how guys are feeling, that sort of thing. So our performance staff is all over it. They monitor every move these guys make. And given that we have four guys between 35 and 39, you know, just navigating the season is a huge part of this, and trying to get to the playoffs in one piece and healthy, that really is the goal. And so every week our focus is on, you know, the health of our older guys, especially.
All right, Coach, big one tomorrow night. And so just a little bit of X's and O's, if you would. I mean, the Knicks are obviously very good, but what specifically goes into the challenge for you guys tomorrow night?
Well, Jalen Brunson is just an amazing player, and we've got to focus on him. You have to be able to guard him without fouling. He's a master drawer of fouls, and just an incredible leader for them. And so we'll put multiple guys on him, try to change looks, and then they've got a lot of guys who can shoot. I think Mitchell Robinson has been a game changer for them with his offensive rebounding, his rim presence. So they're a good team, and obviously we welcome Mike Brown back to the Bay. You know, one of our favorites here, and it'll be fun. It should be a great night at Chase. Our fans are, I'm sure, looking forward to it. The Knicks only come to town once a year, so it'll be a great night.
No doubt. We'll see you out there, Coach. Thank you so much for the time, as always.
Thanks for having me, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Okay, there he goes. Coach Steve Kerr right here on Willard and Dibbs.
We used to joke that all roads lead to Kuminga. All calls end with Kuminga. I mean, that's could be the new cliche.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. honestly, that would have been the final one anyway, and I'm sure it was an accidental disconnect, but whatever. Hopefully we never have to ask him about Kuminga again.
Well, for sure we will, because at some point over the next few conversations, he's going to get traded, I believe.
Yeah, but
and
even
so, then
I guess we can ask him, like,
well, of course there's going to be a question involved, right, in that. Like, I mean,
you're right, but
to put it mildly, I mean, honestly, it's usually after these trades that the stories start to really come out. And actually, I'd love to take a moment right now to say I really hope that, and this is for both sides, I hope there's no smear campaign. I really do. And here's what I mean by that. Remember when Luka got traded from the Mavericks to the Lakers, and it was like so shocking, and obviously this one won't be shocking, but it was so shocking, and there was so much pressure that got thrown on Dallas and their GM, Nico, like the whole thing got so messy that I believe it was then give it a beat, 3, 4, 5 days, and then you started to hear Luka was fat. And we didn't think that Luka was going to be in shape, and he drank beer.
And so, he smoked, too.
Yeah, like, you can't be doing that and be our future star, which, by the way, led to then Luka in the offseason being like,
shredded Luka.
Watch this. Hold my beer. I'm going to go get a six-pack, not the kind you get at the liquor store. So that whole thing that happens is both sides trying to win the PR campaign, and I really hope that this can be avoided. I hope.
Well, it happened with Klay Thompson eventually, where, you know,
it did.
It came out where Klay talking about how things kind of devolved and whatnot. And, you know, even the reports from inside the Warrior camp where, you know, Klay was kind of grumpy.
Yep.
Kind of Klay Grumpson for the whole year.
And the Warriors were, not very nostalgic. Didn't really like, kind of think, hey, Klay, this is a dignitary, man. Let's keep him. And so you heard those stories as well. And that's what I mean. When there are breakups that are uncomfortable, that's usually what happens. People are going to try to win the breakup, and they'll wait until the breakup happens to do it. It's the same thing real people do when there's a breakup.
And in this case, you think about Kuminga's agent, Aaron Turner, who has already recently come out on Twitter talking about, you know, what Kuminga had done last time against Atlanta. Hint, hint, play my guy. You know that the Kuminga camp, not Kuminga himself, because he's been above reproach in this whole thing, but the agent, I'm sure, will probably, you know, tweet something about, you know, maybe it's the freedom from that Mel Gibson movie, you know.
Braveheart. Yeah.
Couldn't come up with it. It's going to be something like that. I guarantee it.
Well, he's probably the least of everybody's worries, but you're right. Even the Warriors' own fan base, I think, is going to be watching Jonathan Kuminga's career to sort of like figure out who gets to do the victory lap. Who was right?
We're going to have to wait on that one.
Yeah. But the people who thought Kuminga should be a star, or the people who thought like the Warriors were justified in their handling of the whole thing and Kuminga, while talented, is not going to be the player that he thinks or wants to be. We'll see. We'll see. But that, that was interesting from the perspective of Steve has finally arrived at a spot where he's just like, it's a tough situation and there's nothing else I can say about it. He even said, I need to protect those involved. Right. I need to protect the organization. It's hard for me to look at this right now and not think that there is, and I don't want to call it a handshake agreement because I don't know if both sides have shaken hands on this, but we've arrived at a spot where clearly it feels like there is a directive from somewhere to not put him on the basketball court. There's just too much smoke.
Right.
He doesn't go in garbage time on a load management night against the Thunder. A Fakakta injury shows up about 10 minutes before tip-off. Like, come on. Come on. And so you said it earlier, and I agree with you. He's gotten on the court in a Warrior uniform for the last time.
And I just wonder about how we went from, you know, Jonathan's going to be back in the rotation, and he plays 9.5 minutes only, and after that 9.5 minutes, my spidey sense tells me that something happened between the two sides where it's like, you wanted back in the rotation and you give us this, and it's like, you got to play me more. I can't rebound unless I play more.
Or
I think that's you don't play him for even 9.5 unless there was a disagreement after that 9.5 minutes. And it's like, all right, now we've reached the end.
Or as you've pointed out, possibly, and others have too, maybe there's already some sort of a trade that's almost already in place. And everybody, the Warriors, Jonathan, and his new team are very motivated to be like, do not play him, please. We do not need this guy going out and spraining or breaking something. There's that. But I think that you can put the breadcrumbs together.
Right.
You put him out there for 9.5 minutes, and then he doesn't play again. The next thing Steve says about it is Jonathan is someone who needs to really feel his way into the game. And he goes, and he told me that. Well, there's your conversation right there. So,
and we asked him about being in the Stay Ready crew, and he's like, no, he can't be in the Stay Ready crew. So
you wonder, did Jonathan like almost do those 9.5 minutes and then pull him aside and be like, 9.5 minutes? I need more than 9.5 minutes.
Right.
Steve's like, I don't have more than 9.5 minutes. Well, then
give me 0 minutes.
Exactly.
Because 0 minutes is about the same as 9.5 minutes. And, you know, it just reminds me of a divorce. I don't know if you've ever been divorced, but, you know, it's one of those divorces like, for example, my pandemic divorce where, all right, we're going to get divorced. But
I love that you've got nicknames for the divorces.
I only have one.
You only have one.
I'm putting it in some context.
Some
where
people have more than one.
So you're getting divorced, and it's not the blank you, no blank you divorce where doors are slammed and, you know, restraining orders involved. It's like, you know what? Let's get divorced. Okay, cool. Oh, sorry.
Okay,
pandemic
cool.
Shut down. Sorry, world. You can't go anywhere.
So,
I'm sitting down there at the end of the bench not getting any playing time. And my ex-wife is, you know, still trying to run her life, and I'm, you know, doing radio from home, and it's awkward, but eventually you get to that spot where the divorce happens.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, and we'll just put a bow on it on this, because I think with our last half hour, I'd love to get back to 49er football and the playoff fever. 510, thank you for texting in. 510 on the box. Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorney's text line. I'm fine. I just found this to be very, very funny. He just writes, 6.5 more hours, gentlemen. and truly, we should have Scott Hansen. We should have had Scott Hansen on at 5 o'clock. 7 hours.
Trades are hard.
7 hours until J.K. Day is here. Yes, Jonathan Kuminga is trade eligible at midnight. 6.5 hours.
I'm just picturing Mike Dunleavy Jr. going to bed tonight with one of those eye masks on.
Maybe he won't go to bed tonight.
Now, follow me here. Okay. So, you know, he turns in about 10. It's not a game night. You put on the eye mask, and you got the sound machine, and you're chilling, and you set your alarm on your phone, 12:01, and then right at midnight, beep, 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 beep. Oh, the alarm goes off. You lift the eye mask. You pick up your phone. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Yeah, it's the 15th. Okay, cool. I'll call the commissioner. Done? Done. I think it'll happen soon now.
Oh, gosh.
Might happen during tomorrow's show.
Oh, boy.
We could be out there at Thrive City, and Grandy can hit one of his little buttons. Breaking news.
If the Warriors are annoyed with how much the city is all talking about the Niners, there is a way to switch that.
Yeah.
You go ahead and hit that red button that says trade.
Yeah.
Boom.
You already had the thank you Niners on Monday when they had the stinker against against Atlanta.
Totally.
And nobody even noticed because, yeah, the Niners pulled one off in Philly.
That's helpful. But then, you know, then the Warriors, and I know that it was a skeleton crew, but then the Warriors go out and win by 20-plus points, and here we are in the middle of playoff fever. So, yeah, thank you, but also no thank you. I'm sure they'd love to get back into the news cycle. But by the way, they'd love to do it for winning, not for trading somebody at 50 cents on the dollar, which is probably what's going to happen.
But you have to do that to get to where you need to be because this can't continue. And the fact that, let's go to GT, garbage time. And that was me in high school where I played for Casa Grande as a freshman, and we were really good. We won the Sonoma County League. And we'd be up 18, and I'd be at the end of the bench. I'd lean forward and look, try to get the eye contact of the coach, knowing that there's a time when it's safe to put me in. This is not Kuminga. He's not looking down trying to get the PT, but it's Pat, Buddy, Trace, get in there. They get the final 6 minutes. Not that they're going to blow the lead, but it's now time for the third stringers to get in there, and JK was not one of them.
Nope. I just think that the final thing for me on this is when you hear Steve say that the way that he did tonight, it makes me think this is going to happen sooner rather than later. Very, very quickly. You can call it an uncomfortable, it's a tough situation, is I think the word that he used. But there was such discomfort in even touching the subject. Well, now think about what that's like to just be in it every day for all parties, for everybody involved. Like, you can't keep doing this. Like, and I read today that like it's being described as everything's very pleasant in terms of hello and goodbye. In other words, when he comes to the facility, hey, Jonathan, how you doing? Oh, we're good. How are you? Yeah, good. And then at the end, have a nice night, Jonathan. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Like, it's all pleasant, but that's it. And what are we doing? Like, be done with that. Everybody, for everybody's sake.
Right.
Be done with that. I'm sure everybody could not be more motivated to get this done ASAP.
And I guess you can't fully just go like faux injury and, you know, put him on, you know, the injured list and have him not even sit out there. So,
well, you don't want to tell other teams that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to protect your asset and protect his value by having him show up and warm up and then put on your warm up jacket again and just go sit on down there at the end and hang out.
All right, 888-957-9570. There is still time if you want to get in on your Niner take. Our special invitation today was to those who've never really, and even if you were a kid when Steve Young won or Joe Montana, whatever, like if you've never really experienced as an adult or as a caring fan, the idea of a 49ers Super Bowl championship. And it sort of helped me today. Like, I was thinking about it. And I'm like, gosh, maybe that's why. And I don't know. Maybe there's a bunch of 60-year-olds out there who are like, Super Bowl or bust. Maybe. But it helped me understand because I'm not Super Bowl or bust, but a lot of people I know are. And maybe that's why. The 49ers, for people who haven't turned 40, are what the Giants and Warriors were for, you know, the first half of life for those who have turned 40. And it is very emotional, and sometimes it does come during the year where you least expect it. And to me, it is very early stages, but there are a lot of comps. If this keeps going this weekend, there's a lot of comps to the 2010 Giants.
In some ways, it would have to keep going and going and going, but the one that always hits me is the 2015 Warriors because I'm a lifelong fan, and I even said that to Steve, like, yeah, we used to cry like when they took Joe Barry Carroll in 1980 instead of Kevin McHale after having traded Robert Parrish. So you could have had Parrish and McHale, but instead you had Joe Barry Carroll. So that was my Warrior childhood. So to get one in 15 when I was almost 47, that was emotional for me because they finally did the thing.
They finally did it. And it was, I know they won a bunch of games that year, but even that felt a little unexpected going in. I felt they were really good, but they were probably a year away, was my thought going into those playoffs.
And you were going up against LeBron, and you know, you needed six to get there, but you know, getting by Houston and then getting to the finals, you still, I had the thought of like, oh, are they really going to do this? And they did.
It's Warrior Wednesday, brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're also sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. 888-957-9570. Oh, and if you're just joining us, maybe after a day of work and you haven't heard what Fred Warner said today at practice, you want to hear that. Coming up next on Willard and Dibbs.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Sometimes sports is stressful. Sometimes you put your feet up on an ottoman.
Yep.
Last night, and again, I don't know how many of you all been following this with us. It more important than, you know, Warriors wins and losses is you know, the fight against a good cause. And that's why we love Triples for Autism, which is brought to you by our friends with Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. The way it works is every single time the Warriors hit at least 10 threes, there's a donation made from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. So all they got to do is make 10 threes. They have done that in all 41 of their games
nice.
This year. But a few of them, they've literally hit 10 on the number. Last night, they hit 10 in the first quarter.
They had 11 people. Actually, they had 10 guys make a three.
So, 23 three-pointers in that game last night. So, yes, it was another donation from Pettinelli. D'Anthony Melton and Moses Moody led the way. They had four apiece. We are 41 for 41. We have hit the half. Way mark with no blemishes.
None.
If you'd like to get involved yourself and make a donation to autism, go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. Fred Warner.
I feel amazing. Let me just say, just so grateful, blessed to be back. And, you know, I think obviously when all this happened, I didn't really think about the possibility of returning in season. But, you know, the way things progressed and being able to have this opportunity to be back with my teammates and have a chance at helping them win this week and so on and so forth. That's my only goal going forward.
Okay. They asked him point blank, like, playing this week, is there a chance? And I'll just paraphrase. He's like, I'm not ruling anything out. They said last week they weren't going to open my practice window this week, and my practice window is open this week, so we'll see.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, it wasn't supposed to be open. Now it is, and you've seen the video, so have I. He's out there running around and doing the stuff that other people are doing and stuff, and so it's not totally out of the question. I would bet that he, at the very least, is going to fly with the team, and maybe it's
sure
a game-time decision, you know?
I would definitely think that. What I love in this moment, more than anything else, is just the specter of it. Like, if you're the Seattle Seahawks, and you're Sam Darnold, and whoever is sort of handling the game plan of offense up there, that's got to be in the back of your mind as a, like, ooh, you know, because
I've heard of him.
Yeah, like, and whether he's at full strength or not, it's almost kind of like hard to game plan for. Not just if he's in there. Well, like, what if he is? What if he does play? And what if he looks like Fred?
Yeah, you better protect the ball now. He's going to come punching for it for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Trent Williams talking about just having Fred back out there at practice.
Me personally, you know, I just think the fact that Fred is even has a jersey on less than 100 days after what happened to him, that's just uplift the team. That's motivation, you know. Having him there, just having his face in this locker room, it's motivation. It helps everybody, you know. So, yeah, I think getting him in the wake of losing Kittle, does it make the loss any easier? No. But I do think that it does give us a little bit of boost of energy just seeing his face.
Yeah, that's from Trent Williams. And I love that he tied it to, you know, you lose George, and it's really, really hard. And maybe kind of swings it back the other direction to see number 54 show up at practice and run around.
Yeah, no doubt. It gives you that shot in practice, and it would give you a double shot if he actually was able to get out there during the game. And the very fact that we're talking about this, and, you know, the thought was always Super Bowl. Well, maybe NFC Championship game. And now for the divisional game, if it's something that actually could happen for the 49ers, a must-see game got even more must-see-ish.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. No doubt. All right. So 888-957-9570. How about Tavis in Oakland? Hi, Tavis. Thanks for calling.
Will or Dibs, how you guys doing?
What's up?
So I was I wanted to call in because you guys were talking about, like, the younger, and I guess I'm not younger at this point anymore, but the generation of Niner fans that hasn't seen them win a championship. I was born in 1994, so I was, like, you know, a little bit late to the party, and I grew up in San Diego. My dad was from the Bay Area, and then, you know, ended up down there when he met my mom. So my memory of Steve Young was being thrust into, like, the kids' play set with, you know, red and gold pants and the Steve Young jersey and the helmet. So growing up, like, that was our common point, was obviously the Niners. You know, things got rocky, whatever, I'll spare you of that. But we always have the Niners. And in my memories, you know, where living in San Diego, having to find some way to watch the game with my dad, you know, whether it's sitting in a bar or, you know, somehow back in my childhood, the Niners getting a national game was kind of rare, right? The Chargers were good to that.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Suck. All that to say, like growing up a Bay Area sports fan, I never, ever thought I would live to see the Warriors win one championship, right, before the all-time franchise of the San Francisco 49ers, man. And I can tell you as a guy who's watched religiously, right, every Sunday for the majority of his life, I want one so bad. And what's so crazy about the Niners, man, compared to other Bay Area sports teams, yeah, the Warriors have lost, what, two finals? Like, it hurt, right? But their success was so unforeseen and, like, was such an amazing run that those don't hurt as bad as some of the playoff heartbreak that the Niners have given us. I mean, like, the Giants had the early 2000 World Series heartbreak. I was too young even to really have feelings for that. I can't think of a team that has just consistently brought me to the highs that the Niners have. But then also the lows, man. And I was thinking about this the other day, too. Shanahan has given the franchise some of the most awesome non-Super Bowl moments.
Yep.
A little bit of recency bias. But I think that game in Philly last week, man, like I was emotional driving home thinking, man, what if my dad was still around for that, the conversations we would have. The Lions come back, going to Green Bay and beating them without scoring a touchdown. Like they're just knocking on the cusp, right? And they are so close. It feels like something has to give. I called in last week, and I essentially said, like, they absolutely have a chance against Philly, right? And I asked you, hey, would you be surprised if we came in Monday and they won this game? The answer was no. I was with you, but I'll be honest, I was shocked. I don't know where I'm at going into this weekend, but what I do know is that as I've gotten older, man, these moments, and it sounds dumb because they are a sports team. I got bills. I'm driving home on 580 city in traffic, right? I get it. But these moments you have to cherish because they are so fleeting. This time's going to go. The team's going to disappear at some point. They're going to break up. Shanahan at some point, right, is going to have a different job. Enjoy it, man. And who knows what Saturday's going to bring. They can beat Seattle, a divisional rival at a place where he's won. Why the hell not?
Yeah, why
it just went into Philly and did it.
Why the hell not? Yeah, Tavis is a great call, man.
I like it, Tavis.
Yeah, so, drive safe.
Born in 94, the Dolphins' last win was in 0-0. He was 6. The Raiders was when he was 8. So things could be worse, Tavis, if you were... The Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since 2000.
Right.
The Niners just... They win one every time they go, which is all the time.
This is... I tell you what. This is where you may want to punch me, but if you just... If you get there, Niner fans, and I believe that you will. I believe that Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan are going to win a Super Bowl together. I really do. I can't promise it. But if you get there, did you hear what he was just talking about? Like, it's so much sweeter when it finally happens. You talked about the Warriors' first one. That was your team. I cried when the Giants won, partially because as a kid, I grew up loving all three of these teams. But which is the one that kept handing me heartbreak? The Warriors were never close.
Yeah.
The Niners won 5 times. But the Giants... Okay, 89, earthquake.
Yep.
02, are you kidding me?
Rally monkey. Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, hey, taste this. Taste this. You like it? Yeah, I do. Okay, you can't have it.
And you were there with locker room access. And, sorry, too and, soon, John Lackey.
And then they win, and tears of joy. So you 49er fans, you 35-year-olds who've never seen this before, the fact that you've watched them lose three Super Bowls, lose three NFC title games, Jaquaski Tart,
oh boy,
and Tyreek Hill, and you know Emmanuel Sanders, and Brock Purdy's arm,
Kyle Williams,
all of it. I'm telling you that when it finally happens, it's going to be that much sweeter because of those experiences.
No doubt. And, you know, as a Warrior fan, we had Run TMC, which lasted about a minute. And we had We Believe, which was one series. And even at that, nobody thought they were going to win the whole damn thing.
No.
That was cool. 8-1. And maybe we can shock Utah, never mind. And then you were back to being bad. So it's how close you've been with the Niners that makes it all the more painful.
I really believe it's coming. I don't know if it's this year. I really believe it's coming.
Put your name on it. Are they winning on Saturday?
On Saturday?
Well, they got to win Saturday, Mark, to win the Super Bowl.
No, they do to win it this year, yeah.
That's what I'm asking you.
It's Wednesday. I'm not giving you a pick. I'm not giving you a pick on a Wednesday.
I said.
And I said, hey, Grandy, what's coming up on the radio?
Well, Grandy?
Yeah.
You know what's coming on the radio. It's Grandy with the best of.
No, not so fast,
I'll give
my
you
friend.
A second guess.
Rain dance.
Boom. Warrior round
cash table. Me out one time.
4-3-2-2.
Or for an entire hour, okay? That's what's coming up. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I do. Maybe you'll make a pick.
Maybe I'll go to the Warrior game. We'll do it over there.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Maybe Jonathan Kuminga will be traded by the time we get on the air.
Maybe Nick Friedell will join us live.
For dibs, for Grady.
Did we lose you?
No, I'm sorry.
This time we actually did. For dibs, for Grady, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.